the building, Miss Lala Anthony.
Hey.
How you doing?
I always love talking to you guys.
Oh, thank you. We love talking to you. You know Charm City embraces the Anthony family.
Of course, of course.
The Anthony Empire. Yes. And you played Tanya, good girlfriend, mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. Baggage Claim.
Yes.
Let me just ask you this. Playing the role of Miss Tanya, she did a lot of snooping.
Yeah, she did.
Do you now have a newfound respect for the women who work or the people who work
at the airport?
At the airport?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Do you look around the corner like, what is she doing back there?
Yeah, it's funny because I've been saying this all day, but my dad is a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
And he's been a flight attendant my whole life. So mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with the airport and
okay.
some of the crazy stuff that will never be repeated that uh-huh, happens behind uh-huh. those counters and different
yeah.
things. So for me, it was such a funny take on things that really happen. Mm-hmm. Like her shopping back there, don't think that's so far-fetched. Like sometimes
really?
You're like, why are they taking so long? And they just seem like they don't have
they
a care
on
in the world back there.
Status.
They go on Twitter doing all kinds of stuff. So I thought it was really funny that, you know, David came up with that concept, our mm-hmm. director, to do that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. I watch your show, mm-hmm. so I see how involved you are with your loved ones, your friends' lives.
Yeah.
Have you ever interceded that way to stop them from finding someone in their life or to try and get them closer to a
Always.
A love?
That's the story of my life. I'm
yeah.
always hooking people up. I'm always inviting someone somewhere. I'm always like accidentally making sure people bump into each other. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm known for. It's like mm-hmm. Lala the matchmaker. So
you are.
Definitely.
And you're a good matchmaker. I've seen it happen.
I've had some good ones. I've had some really good
if
ones.
If I wasn't taken, I would ask you to hook me up with
all
somebody.
Right,
I'll give you my little profile and see what we can work with. So what do you want your fans to mm-hmm. walk away with in watching Baggage Claim?
Just sometimes the best things are right in front of you. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have that friend you've had for years and you're like, I would never date him or her. Sometimes that is the best choice. You're
yeah.
looking all around some things that are right in front of, you know, your face. And another thing is, as women, don't put yourself on a timeline. Don't feel like, oh, if I'm not married with kids by 30, I'm a failure
mm-hmm.
and this and that. You know, live your life and let things happen naturally, because what happens is you end up settling for the wrong things because
right.
you're trying to fulfill this timeline you
yeah.
put in your head. So I would definitely say stay away from that.
Have you ever done anything so crazy that Montana did in the movie?
I've done
not giving too much away,
I've
but...
I've done some crazy stuff. I've done some crazy
anything
stuff.
Anything you want to talk about?
You know, when it comes to airplanes and airports, you know, I've flown places to meet someone or see someone or surprise someone. And sometimes surprising people isn't always
surprising
the best
yourself.
Thing.
Surprising
yourself. Yeah. Something my dad eventually really taught me, you know, sometimes you end up surprising yourself.
Yeah.
So I've had that happen
uh-huh.
once or twice. So I've learned my lesson.
I want to think about the line that was in Ray, scratch a lie, find a thief.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the focus of this.
It's true.
This movie.
It's
and
true.
You do. And I think that's the message for a lot of women.
Absolutely.
I don't want them to get the wrong message, though.
Right.
Like, this is what you need to do to go find it. No, just take your time and realize.
Just take your time and like work on yourself, and these
yeah.
things kind of happen. Women don't want to hear that. They want to hear like, go out, do this, and you're going to find a man. It
right.
doesn't work like that. Be happy with yourself, and all those things kind of fall into place when they're supposed to. I like to say, it's not our time, it's God's time, you
hey,
know, and it'll happen
go.
When it's supposed to.
Thank you so much for everything that you do for women in media.
Thank
especially
you.
Especially in radio. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. You're truly inspiring to
thank
me.
Thank you.
So thank you so
really
much.
Really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you
anything
so
you want to say to Baltimore real quick?
I love you guys. Thank you for being such a great city. And my husband, he's tatted up with be more this and be more that. I mean, you don't have a better person representing you guys.
That's what's up. Thank
yeah,
you, Lala Anthony.
Definitely.
Appreciate it.